flotilla of around 70 boats will take to the River Thames in Kingston on Saturday, the 6th of September. It's a massive celebration of the special role the river plays in the life of the borough. Louise Footner is the Executive Director for Residents and Communities at Kingston Council. She's responsible for everything from waste and libraries to cultural events like this and green spaces. She explains exactly what the River Cultures Festival is.
It is designed to be completely spectacular. There's going to be a flotilla of about 70 boats, which will represent all different parts of the culture of Kingston. And they will start near Hampton Court, I think, but they'll come back up past Ravensay, past Eagle Brewery Wharf, and then through to Cambury Gardens. All different shapes and sizes of boats. There's all the people on the boats are going to be dressed up as sailors.
Louise says it'll be an historic first for Kingston and has been organised as part of celebrations to mark the 1100th anniversary of the crowning of England's first King Athelstan at All Saints Church in 925 AD.
My understanding is it's the first time we've had this sort of this many boats together parading up the river. And as you say, it's used for the regatta, it's used for dragon boat racing, and it's such an integral part of Kingston's history. It's been so important to the development of the town, past, present and future. And when King Athelstan was crowned here 1,100 years ago, which is of course what we're celebrating, he would have seen boats. This would have been an industrial river. It would have been used for transporting things up and down and not purely for leisure. It was a proper working river.
Louise says there are parts of Kingston even some residents may not know about.
Underneath John Lewis is a place called the Undercroft. It's closed currently, but when it reopens, you can see the foundations of the first river crossing across the River Thames. So Kingston has been really, really important in the history of the river.
Kingstown.
And you can see the stone where Athelstan was crowned in the grounds of the Guildhall. It's still there in all its glory and a little bit of history.
After the flotilla, there will be a series of demonstration events from sailing clubs who will showcase all of their different craft with crews of all ages in a series of races between Ravensgate and Kingston Bridge. John Adams is Teddington Reach Coordinator for the River User Group. He says the whole event will be a fantastic opportunity to showcase sailing on the Thames, especially as the popularity of the river and activities on the river is growing.
To show how we use the river, and also to explain a little bit how important sailing has been, both in previous times for trade and all that type of thing, on the river, and is now for recreation, and how we can train people, give people sort of sailing opportunities. I think there's a far greater variety of people using it. Paddleboards, for example, weren't around 10 years ago, but now they're very, very popular. I mean, our club's got about 30 of them now.
We felt when the festival was mooted, that it'd be a good idea to show sailing, because it is an important part of the river. So I've been coordinating with the three clubs, Thames, Minimer and Thomas's, to come up with sailing events, which we hope will show how we use the water, show the different variety of boats. And also, some of the boats that we will be sailing are, there's quite a heritage. I mean, there's a boat called the Thames Aerator, which was actually designed in the late 1900s. At Thames Sailing Club, and it's a magnificent boat specifically designed for the river. Huge, great big tall mast, big hull.
So it's the Kingston River Cultures Festival, taking place at Cambury Gardens on Saturday the 6th of September from 12 noon to 8:30 p.m. I'm Lucy Mayer, reporting for Radio Jackie.